Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Gary Parish Show. We're here on 92.9 FM ESPN, and every day right around this time I'm joined by your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. It's Jeff Calkins. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP, and you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there. Update me on Florida. How's it going?
We're all, we sprung Dad out this morning, and I got him out of the hospital today. And now we went to see Animal Kingdom. Yeah, we did the safari thing today, and now we're at the Yacht Club Resort, where we're going to have dinner, and then I fly back tonight.
How was Animal Kingdom? Did everybody love it? Did it meet expectations?
You know, I as I said before, I think I would prefer real Africa, but my dad liked it a lot, and my mom liked it a lot. It was cool. Like, there's have you been to Animal Kingdom?
I have been to Animal Kingdom.
Have you been on the safari?
I feel like I went on the safari. I think I did.
Yeah. I mean, there's elephants and rhinoceroses and hippopotamuses and that. It's nicer than a typical zoo. Like, they're out bigger deal. You know, it's nice. Disney. I don't know if this is breaking news, but Disney's nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
They do a good job. Yeah, Disney's nice. It feels to me. I don't mean this is yesterday. It feels a little bit like a cruise ship. Without the water, like you're in this bubble and everyone's eating at the same buffets and whatever. You just, it's a kind of a cruise ship experience without the water a little bit is my sense of Disney. But like, people love it so much. Like, Bennett sent me a text about where we should eat. Like, people like, and then I met a woman on the plane, on the bus today, going over to Animal Kingdom. She comes here every year. Like, every year. They come here every year for 30 years. They've been to Disney every year for 30 years. Like, people love this place. I don't know if you know that, but they absolutely love this place.
I do know people love that place. And I enjoy it when I'm there, but with my children, I don't understand. And it doesn't mean that I think it's wrong. It just means that it doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand adults who want to go there without children. That does not seem fun to me.
So Jeffrey said to me, I said I'd rather go to real Africa, right? Like, I'd rather have an experience that's a real experience. Now, this is real in its own way, but it's clearly manufactured. Like, I'd rather go to, like, there's a French Quarter Inn, like, whatever. Like, well, I don't really like French Quarter, but, like, I'd just go into actual New Orleans, right? And, it, like, hey, I don't want to go to, I guess at Epcot, you can go to, like, an area that's France. I just assume go to real France. I have only went to real France for a day, but I said this to Jeffrey that I'd rather go on a real safari, and he said he'd rather go on a safari where there's no chance of him getting malaria or being eaten by a tiger or being caught in some kind of a warfare situation. So, I mean, I understand there are people who like it a little more self-contained, it seems like. But
that's what she said.
That's not me. So I like it. It's nice. But would I come back here by myself? No, we do this because my parents are so old that they can't go on real safari now. You know, like, they can't. It would not have worked out well. So the best thing you could do is see a lion in a pen. And that's
right.
Nice, too.
Yeah, it was nice. I enjoyed Animal Kingdom. And I enjoy the Magic Kingdom. We went to all of them when we were there last time. And I've been to all of them Maybe we didn't go to all last time, but I've been to all of them at this point, all of the Disney properties in Orlando. And I enjoy the look on my children's faces. I love the excitement when you tell them that they're going, they get excited. When they see Mickey Mouse, it, like, really does, like, they want to go hug Mickey Mouse. Like, I love all that.
Right.
But there is no scenario where I would ever say, hey, Kelly, let's just you and I take a vacation and go to Disney. That now, makes sense to me.
I will say this. We didn't do any rides, right? And I think the rides, I gather, the rides are, like, spectacular. I mean, like, a different level of rides. And we didn't do that. You don't do a ride with a 98-year-old and a 95-year-old. So we didn't do any rides. Now, tomorrow they're doing something called, at Epcot, called Soaring, which is, you know, gives you the illusion that you're up in the air. Now, I'll be honest, I'd rather have the illusion up in the air than be up in the air. Sure. That's the truth of the matter is I would rather have the illusion of being up in the air than being in the air. So we're missing out on all the rides, and I think the rides are probably pretty cool. So that's a part of it that I'm not accounting for. But anyway, the real news is that in a weird way, this sounds terrible. This is like Munchausen by proxy. Isn't that what it's called? Like, I felt more help. The whole point here was not for me to have a vacation. The point was for me to be supportive of my mother and father. That was the point of this trip. And because Dad had a stroke, I actually was more supportive. Like, it was more important that I be here. It was a more impactful journey. The point wasn't for me to get to Disney. The point was for me to help my parents, to be nice to my parents. And I was a good son. I got up out of my little bunk bed this morning at 6:30 in the morning, 5:30 Memphis time, and went over, sprung him out of the hospital. The nurse said, Sakura is her name, she said, he gives you hope for what 98 can look like. Isn't that a nice thing to say about my dad? She said,
it's
the nicest
thing.
He gives you hope for what 98 can look like.
To be 98, first off, just to be 98 years old is amazing. Like, I would bet everything I own, I do not live to be 98. There's just no, or like 78 maybe, you know, like there's just no scenario I'm going to make it to 98. And so to be 98 and still have, you know, like still have your mind and still be able
to. And his limbs work and stuff like that. I will say my mom's 95. It doesn't look it. Like, I'll be honest, like it doesn't look any fun. Like right. she can't do anything. She can't pull up her underwear. You know, she can't do anything. So you have to go to help her in the bathroom. You have to, like, help her do everything. Like, her mind is fine, but she's like a baby in terms of how much you have to take care of her.
Right.
I'm not sure, honestly. Like, I think she still likes being alive, but it's not, like, that doesn't look, it's really, really difficult. Whereas my dad's not at that stage at all. He's the one who had the stroke, but he's not at that stage at all. So I don't know that, yes, I don't know that I'll live to 98, but I'm pretty sure that I won't be in the good shape. I don't know. At some point, I do wonder how much. Like, if we're going to extend lives into the hundreds and stuff, which people talk about, we're going to have to figure out how to make people hang in there longer, too. You know, it's like when they started building American cars better. You know, we have to build people better so that if they're going to be in their hundreds, they're actually functional. Because it doesn't seem that much fun for a lot of people to be 96, I bet.
And talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN, got a tweet from Mike. He said he just got back from a Disney cruise with his kids, and yep, there were adults on the cruise without kids.
Oh,
he said,
no.
I don't get it either.
What are you doing?
Like, why would you want to go be doing? The last
Let me ask you this. Did they run a police check on him?
I know, right? I mean, I really, like, because I have friends who are normal people who do this, I can't just say, if you are an adult and you go on a Disney cruise without kids or go to Disney World without kids, you're a maniac. Because I have friends who do it, and I don't think they're maniacs. But it makes no sense to me. Like, I try to be...
That's crazy.
I try to be open-minded about this stuff. Like, hey, you know, it ain't for me, but I could see how that could be for you. I am incapable of understanding why two adults would want to go to Disney World without children.
I'm with you,
and
Gary.
And yet we're surrounded by it at the radio station.
Yes, we are.
Bennett would go, Jeffrey would go, and Eric would all, they would all go as grown-ups to Disney and maybe others. So
without kids,
the other problem of it is not only is it like, why do you love this kind of thing enough to go as grown-ups? You also realize that 90% of the people out there are going to be shrieking families. So you're doing that, too. Like, you're choosing as grown-ups to go be around, particularly on a Disney cruise. Who's going to be on a Disney cruise except for just a bazillion kids? And you know what people discover about kids? We all love our own kids. We're not. It's like being surrounded by someone else's kids isn't necessarily, like, my idea of a vacation.
No, not mine. Like, yes, yeah, I want to be around my kids.
There's always a vacation, right?
I want to be around my kids. I don't want to be around anybody else's kids.
Right.
Like, I don't think I like anybody else's kids. Like, I would always prefer to everybody else's kids to not be there.
Yeah.
Always. Like, honestly,
hey, every time you're lucky, like, every time you get to sit in an airplane, you sit next to a kid, and you say, oh, boy, I struck it rich.
Oh,
or
this
you're
is
in a
great.
Restaurant,
oh,
there's
no.
a baby next to me. No, you say, oh, God bless it. And I'm sure someone loves that kid, but I don't.
Yeah, I don't love that kid. I swear to God, this is true, because I had this conversation with somebody not too long ago. The people who take care of other people's children for a living, there is no scenario where you could pay me enough money to do that. If you told
Does that
me every,
teaching, or you mean like babies and stuff?
I mean like take care of babies. Like you take care of yeah. one-year-olds all day long. Like you wake up and you take care of 6 1-year-olds all day. I wouldn't do it. Like if they said, but Gary, if you don't do this, you are going to lose everything you got. I'm just like, I'm just going to lose everything I got.
Okay, how about this though? You get to take care of 90-year-olds or 1-year-olds. You take the 1-year-olds, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because they're
like
small.
If you're wiping bottoms, like whatever, you do the 1-year-old's bottom.
I'd rather
97-year-old, right?
I'd rather wipe a 1-year-old's bottom than a 97-year-old's bottom. That's 100% true.
Absolutely.
That is true. Yeah. And there's people who do both, though. Like there's people who work with the old folks who do that, and there's people who work with babies who do that.
Like, just like I can't understand why 2 adults would go to Disney World without children, I can't understand why, and people actually love this. Like, they do it because they love it. I can't understand how somebody loves taking care of other people's kids.
No, it wouldn't be necessarily my favorite thing.
No, like... It's just, I can see how it might be fun to, like, hang out with a bunch of 5-year-olds, but because 5-year-olds are funny and they're, you know, you can have real conversations with them, but they'll remind you they're 5 very quickly. But, like, babies? People who take care of them.
How about 3-year-olds? I think 3-year-olds would be the worst. I think 3-year-olds. Because, like, 3-year-olds arch their back and throw tantrums and throw themselves on the ground. And I think 3-year-olds the worst.
Isn't it fun?
Like, 3-year-olds the worst.
I find, like... Louie is 2 now. And so what's amazing to me about children that age is they can immediately cry. Like they can cry at the snap your fingers and start just having a breakdown. Like about anything. Like he's holding a popsicle. You take the popsicle from him. He immediately just breaks down. Like older people don't do that. Like even if you tell somebody
I had John Martin as my producer.
Oh, you're used to it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm used to it. You know,
he breaks down like that?
Someone tweets one bad thing about him.
Always emotional, Gary.
He's grown up. I'm joking. John, if you're listening, I'm joking. But you're right. Don't you wish you could access your emotions? What you're saying, Gary, is you become calcified in your old age, and you can't access your emotions like a 3-year-old can, and we should all try to find that 3-year-old within us and be a little more transparent with our emotions and more emotionally available and present.
What if every time something didn't go your way, you just immediately started crying? Because that's what 2-year-olds do. Every time something doesn't go their way, they just start crying. It's amazing.
Just throwing themselves on the ground. Themselves on the ground. I mean, you're in line at the grocery store and just like people flinging themselves on the ground, weeping and wailing.
How do 2-year-olds learn to that when they don't want to be picked up, they can just go limp and you can't do anything with them? How do they learn that? It's wild.
Well, the other thing is it works. Why do they ever stop? You know, like they realize, like they get it. It works pretty well, you know.
It works pretty well.
I never understood the timeout thing. I never did that very well. Like we never, what makes them sit there? Like we never could do that. With our kids, we never, timeout never worked. They could just get up. You know, they didn't have to stay in timeout. They just got up. They said, well, why? There's no like a seatbelt here. I don't think I'm going to sit here.
Well, once you've established as a parent, we're not going to beat our kids. You know, we're not going to whoop them. You know, we're not going to use a belt or a switch.
Right.
Then what is, if you are put in timeout and you just say, you know what, I'm not in timeout. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about it?
Right.
What can you do?
I once, we put him in timeout in his room, and he just started opening the door. And so then I just have to hold the door shut. And then he went and he got these big, heavy blocks in his room, these big, heavy blocks. And he just started slamming them against the door. Bang, bang, bang. And gouged big. And I wouldn't open the door. Like, that was time up for us. Ben slamming blocks against the door to try to get out.
Yeah, like, that is one of the things. We're not good as a family. Discipline. Like, we just kind of have to hope that our kids turn out okay. Because we do not discipline properly.
You don't see 1-2-3 Magic, whatever the hell that is? I never did that either.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
Oh, there's 1-2-3, Brad, but you've heard of that, right? 1-2-3.
No, what is 1-2-3
Magic?
1-2-3 Magic. No idea what that is. I've never.
Magic discipline. It's a thing. We never.
Don't you guys just take privileges from your kids? I mean, that's kind of a thing, right?
I mean, you can take privileges, I guess. I don't really care in the moment. I mean, I remember Gary used to take everything away from Aiden. He didn't give a flip.
Technology?
No, Aiden would be like, you'd be like, okay, fine. no more computer. Okay. Just like he learned very early on just to pretend he doesn't care about anything, at which point, like, taking things away doesn't really help. Like, and incredibly, like, he's turned into, like, a rock-solid kid. Like, we just got lucky with him. But Oliver is probably on path to go to jail someday. We don't know how to fix him. Because discipline children the way I was disciplined when I was a child, if you say we're not going to be...
Were you hit?
Yes.
Were you beaten?
I mean,
with what,
I
a belt or what?
I remember a belt, sure. Now, I don't think I was... I don't look back at it like I was abused.
Did you ever have to go cut a switch from your backyard?
My grandmother would make me do that.
Really? You cut your own switch?
Yeah, go pick your own switch.
Yeah.
And then come back inside.
Way to go,
what
Grandma.
What kind of switch do you pick with? Like, what's the choice there? What are you looking for in a switch?
I was always trying to find the
lightest?
Skinniest, lightest one, right? Like, you don't want to come back with, like, a branch.
No.
That'll get you.
Cut your own switch. Do you have a knife, or you just pick it up off the ground?
No, you could just
break it off the tree.
You just break it off the tree. The way I remember it, I would just break it off the tree. And I don't look back. I want to be clear about this. I don't look back on that time and be like, I was abused as a child.
Right.
It was just like that. You know, my friends.
That's when discipline was discipline. When America was America.
Yeah, but so that's why if I were put in timeout, I would have to, like, you know.
Or you get hit.
So the next thing to come would be the belt. Whereas these days, most families, I think, are like, we're not going to put a belt on our children.
Teaches kids to hit. Like, that's a bad thing, right?
It seems to be widely regarded as a bad thing now. And it is kind of, and we talked about this when Adrian Peterson got in trouble. When it was such a normal thing. Like, when I was a kid, like, my friends would get a belt and my neighbors would get a belt. Everybody was getting a belt.
My mom hit my older siblings with a hairbrush.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what she did. But by the time she got
when I was in school, if you acted up in class, like, a football coach might just pull you up in front of the class, make you bend over, and hit you with a paddle.
Yeah.
Like, they ain't doing that these days. And
no.
So it was such a normal thing. But when you remove... Like,
well, how about this? I have a nephew who's a principal. Okay, he's an assistant principal in Boston, and there's a kid who just runs away. All right, he's like a fourth grader. He just will get up and he'll run away and he'll run out of school. You're not allowed to touch him. What are you supposed to do? Like, you're not allowed to. Well, you're not allowed to catch him. Like, so then you get a lawsuit, whatever. So you literally aren't allowed to catch him. I don't know what you do. Like, they cannot touch him. Just to restrain him to bring him back. Kid just all the time runs out of school, and you're not allowed to touch him. You know,
probably
get a switch. I don't even mean it. I don't really believe you should get a switch, but I don't know what you do. Like, that seems extreme. You're not even allowed to touch him. Hey, come back,
Jeff.
You know,
you were never paddled, Jeff.
I don't believe I was spanked some by mom. I was pretty obedient, really. I wasn't paddled. No, I wasn't ever paddled. But
never.
Really,
wow.
by the time my older siblings were paddled, by the time they got to me, they were kind of tired. And then by the time they got to my little brother, they were taking him on Caribbean vacations. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, you know, we never went to the Caribbean. No, I didn't really. No, I'd get, this is dopey. They take away the sports section for a week. I wasn't allowed to read. That's like take away your iPhone now,
yeah.
You know. And they'd say no sports section for a week. I'd get, what? Like that would straighten me right out.
Did you get beat, Brad?
Oh yeah, I got destroyed. Like I was destroyed. Oh, it was very violently destroyed.
What?
Yes.
Well, here's the point I was going to make.
Yeah.
It was just like when I was a kid. At least in the, you know, whether it was me or my friends, if you got out of line, if you did something bad, you were maybe going to get hit with a belt, and like that was the punishment for mm-hmm. whatever you just did. But if you, and it seems so normal because it's just the way the world was, at least in my world. If you saw somebody hitting a dog with a belt, you would be like, that's the crazy, like, what in the world is that person doing? And yet it's normal to hit a kid with a belt. Mm-hmm. When you think about it like that, it's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's probably kind of crazy.
It is, yeah. Yeah. I remember once Mr. Kaganich was at the bar with my dad, and he said, can I get him because I need to make an example of him. So he got me in class. And then after class, my dad got me again. He said, did Mr. Kaganich get you? I said, yeah. He said, I told him to. And now I'm going to get you again. I mean,
Jesus, Brad.
With what? His hand with what?
Oh, like, yeah, the hand and
the hand
to death. Well, like, I remember he, like, jammed my head in the desk. He's like,
your head in a desk.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Mr. Kaganich is like, you need to shut up during class, during English class, and everybody shut up for the rest of the semester. And then I came home, my dad whooped my ass again.
Jesus, Brad, you were abused.
Nah, I don't. Yeah, it was normal. I mean, it was pretty normal. Everybody got their ass kicked. Everybody got their butts whooped like that. I mean, some would say it was abusive. I would say, yeah, I had to shut up, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, maybe it was abusive.
No, I think looking back, it's clearly you were abused as a child. Talking to Jeff Calkins here, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Okay, got a tweet here from Henry. He says, 14 years ago, lifelong friend gave me and my wife a Disney cruise as a wedding present. Us, them, and their 9-year-old on the cruise. Disney programs keep kid occupied from morning to night. Seem like adults only most of the time. Okay, that's fine. But still, why would you want to do that? I don't understand.
I got to tell you, that seems like a weird wedding. I mean, it's nice of them, right? But, like, are we to understand that was his honeymoon? Like, that would be good. Is there anything weirder than a honeymoon than a Disney cruise? I bet that's been done.
I'm sure it's been done.
I mean, if you don't have kids.
I would never invite a couple that didn't have kids to go on a vacation with me and my kids.
Hey, Gary, you want to go to dinner? Yeah, where are we going? We were thinking Chuck E. Cheese. You know, we were thinking Chuck E. Cheese. Let's all go to dinner at Chuck E. Cheese with my kid. Yeah, now, let's have a nice quiet night out. Makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, I tell you what, you call me when you don't have your kids.
If I got my kids and you got your kids, that's fine.
That's perfect. We'll do that. I've been on vacations like that, and those vacations are actually fun.
Yeah.
When you got two couples and the kids, and you all, you're all together. That's enjoyable.
Good. That's normal.
I prefer that. But one couple with kids, another couple without kids, there is no scenario. No. I would go on vacation with somebody without my kids, but with their kids.
Yep.
I don't want to be around your stupid kids. that's a weird one.
Man.
Will says he's got a cousin that went to Disney on his honeymoon, loved it. He says, but he can't understand it either.
There are clearly people like that.
No, there are people who enjoy the Disney experience without children. I just don't understand it. I don't need to understand it. Like, I don't understand lots of things. I don't need to understand everything. But if you're
I don't understand a casino experience. Like, to take another example, I got no interest in going to a casino. I'd rather go to Disney than a casino.
How about that?
There's different things for different people. I got no interest in casino. No interest in betting and no interest in drinking. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Hey, you don't like drinking, though. That's part of it.
Yeah,
But I'm not going to gamble. I hate gambling.
You don't like drinking, though, either, though.
I don't like losing money. Like, I don't. Yeah, but even when I drank, I didn't go to gamble. I don't like gambling.
You did it wrong.
I got no interest in a. No, it's just not my thing. There's no windows. There's just darkness and people pissing away their lives. I got no interest in it. I mean, I always found it fun the way Gary did it, sitting at a table. Like, I like the idea of it. It seemed like it could be fun, but it's not my thing. Just not.
But
that's okay. Like, people can have things that aren't their things, right?
Yeah, but I actually find being in a casino not enjoyable anymore. Like, I love Las Vegas, but even when Kelly and I went to Las Vegas in January, we were there 3 nights. I didn't play a single hand of blackjack, single hand of craps, single hand of poker. I barely gambled at all.
Yeah, I'd love to go see Lady Gaga with you guys. I'd like to do that in Las Vegas. I'd be happily to do that in Las Vegas. Lady Gaga, particularly if I knew that what's his name was coming up on the stage.
Sure. Bradley Cooper, yeah.
Sometimes people think, well, I wouldn't like Vegas because I don't have any interest in gambling. The best time you can have in Vegas has nothing to do with gambling.
Yeah,
it's got the most amazing restaurants, the most amazing shows, the most amazing hotels. Like, I would, I will, I could go to Vegas and never gamble a penny and be and have a, the best time, which is what I did the last time. All we did was wake up and have incredible brunches, incredible dinners, and go to incredible shows for three straight days. That's it. And it was the most fun I could have.
I think our lesson today, and I got to go join my parents for dinner here in a minute, but I think our lesson today is, like, people are just different. Like, there's some people who don't like dogs. Are there people who like dogs? And there's some people who like to have their dog sleep on their bed. Other people think that's the most disgusting thing in the world. Why would you want another animal in your bed? I literally go to sleep every night with two giant dogs on either side of me. Like, some people would think that would be crazy. Like, but I just think people are different, don't you think? Like, can we not just agree that some people like Disney cruises, some people don't. Some like gambling, some don't. Some like a dog on either side of them when they're whatever, and some don't. And then no one likes the AAF.
I think that's the lesson today. People
don't like the AAF.
We figured out
something. No, there are some people who like the AAF. Sad.
Yeah, but it ain't enough. It ain't enough. And it does become official today, and that's what I was actually going to talk to you about. Yeah. So I will get your general thoughts. Football operations have been halted. No reason to think they're going to continue. The Alliance of American Football lasted 8 weeks, gets cut short with 2 weeks of regular season games. And it just seems like the whole thing was badly planned from the jump and poorly executed at every turn. I'm not suggesting that a spring football league is sustainable. Maybe it's just not. Maybe no matter how you go about it or try to run it, you're just not going to be able to make it work. But this was about as bad a job as you could do.
I mean, it's total garbage. I mean, and I do feel the joke. I do feel bad for, like, there's a guy who does PR for him. He went to Emory and he moved here, and like, I feel bad for him. I feel bad for people who've been thrown out of work because it was just horribly organized. If you don't have enough money to make it through the first year, what the hell are you doing? I mean, insanity. And you can blame Tom Dundon if you want, except for if it weren't for Tom Dundon, they would have gone belly up earlier. So, I mean, I guess I blame him, too. He threw $70 million away. Like, even for a rich guy throwing $70 million away, it seems like, at least from the reports, that's what happened. He's going to lose the $70 million or a lot of it. But it's, I guess it's his fault at some level, but it was the fault of the planners. I mean, you come on, man. Like, let's take the Daily Memphian, total startup, right? If we literally started whatever in September, if in December they said, oh damn, this thing isn't working. Like, what? No. Like, if in 4 years it wasn't working, you'd say, okay, fine. Or in 2 years it wasn't working, you'd say, all right, that was it for the Daily Memphian. Fortunately, it's flourishing. But if you were going to say it's not, like, that's fine. But can you imagine joining a startup that just says half a year in, screw it, we're done? It's a joke, and it's the planning, it's bad management, and I do. And there are people, legitimate people, who suffer because of it. And I think it's lousy. And actually, there were some people who had fun. I mean, I don't know if this one's sustainable or not, but people laughed at Vince McMahon. He didn't do anything. The XFL was nothing like a joke. Like, this thing was a joke.
No, it's incredible. I mean, how about 6 weeks after Tom Dundon commits to investing $250 million, which, by the way, clearly was not true, and actually does spend $70 million. 6 weeks after agreeing to that, he says, you know, this league's not sustainable unless we have an agreement with the NFL Players Association. Why wouldn't you figure? How could you not, if you really believe that's true, why would you not know that before you throw $70 million at this thing?
Right. The whole thing was a disaster. And the truth of the matter is it was poorly run in Memphis, let's be honest. Just compare it to 901FC, right? The level of engagement with the community, the level of PR, the level of the campaign that they've sort of launched to get ready and whatever else, it's night and day. Anyone who was paying attention, we didn't hear anything about it for forever. And then all of a sudden we sort of did a little, and it just was poorly run, poorly planned. And obviously they didn't have enough money behind it. And people suffered. Go ahead.
And people suffer. That's Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Go enjoy your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bye bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, when we talked about it at the opening of the show, the idea that a group of people who are presumably smart ran this straight into the ground is just incredible to me, because nothing that happened was that hard to imagine.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I know you could point to, but nobody was going to the games, but nobody was ever going to go to these games.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head about Ebersol. Like, he sounded like he knew what he was saying, and he said it with such conviction. He's a sharp dude, articulate, and he just, in a way, I feel like he bamboozled a lot of people in that regard.
Well, he clearly did. Yeah. Go back, if you're bored, and listen to the interview before the season actually started that he did with Jeff, and the things that he said there, one after another, clearly, one after another, just not true. And I know somebody who knows him. Fairly well. Yep. And so after that interview, I was talking to this person, and I was like, he sounded really good and credible on the radio.
Right.
And they said, this person said, I know a lot of people like him. And I said, what do you mean like that? He said, people who were born with incredible advantages, like people who were born wealthy.
Yeah.
Sometimes they end up being incredible independent of all that stuff. Like yes, they were born with incredible advantages, and it provided them with opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
But like they're elevating, and they're doing awesome things with these opportunities because they are sharp. Mm-hmm. Perhaps they wouldn't be in the position they're in if not for being born into that situation, but they're not only successful because they were born into that situation. They've got the goods. And I said, okay. He said, so they're either that or they're Charlie Ebersol.
Oh, jeez.
Taking advantage of the life he was born into to create these opportunities for himself, mm-hmm. but really isn't equipped to be doing the things that he's doing. He should not be in charge of anything. He's only in charge of something because of his last name and because of the life that he inherited. But he shouldn't be in charge of these things. And somebody told me that, I don't know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks into this thing. And so now here we are, 8 weeks into the Alliance of American Football. It is no more.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Gary Parrish Show, we're on 92.9 FM ESPN. Got a tweet from Donald. Somehow Jeff and I got in a conversation about Disney World. Well, not somehow. It's because he's at Disney World. And the conversation drifted into whether or not it's sensible for adults to go to Disney World without children. I have friends who do this, so I'm not sitting here saying, if you go to Disney World without children, you're a maniac. But I will say, I don't understand it. I've been to Disney World a million times. There is no scenario I would ever go without my children. Mm-hmm. There's no scenario I'd ever ask my wife, can we go to Disney World but leave the kids at home? I just want it to be you and I. Because if it's just going to be you and I, we're going to go do something other than Disney World. So Donald tweeted me. He said, Disney with no kids means I get to do what I want, ride what I want, eat what I want without listening to whining, crying, screaming kids who are begging for $1,000 worth of stupid souvenirs. Best adult vacation ever. I just respectfully disagree. It can't possibly be the best adult vacation ever unless you, like, really do enjoy the rides.
Yeah.
But do you really enjoy the rides?
Aren't there better amusement parks if you're just a ride freak than Disney? I think the answer to that is yes.
I think the answer to that is probably yes. But either way, like, just rides in general.
Yeah.
Again, I get on
There's
them.
There's better vacations than that.
Because
yes.
my kids want to get on them, and
Me
you
too.
Like to experience these things with your children. Mm-hmm. But would I just go ride rides all day long by myself or with mm-hmm. another adult without children? Under no scenario.
No.
Like, you know, we always get those like fast passes, and, yeah. you know, the explanation is, well, you can ride these things as many times as you want.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, but how many times do you want to ride it?
Right.
Like, do you really want to do a roller coaster 7 times in a row?
No.
I mean, does that sound fun to anybody?
No. No, it doesn't.
I know a kid might, but mm-hmm. I can't imagine
no.
being excited about riding rides all day long as an adult without children.
No.
It makes no sense
no,
to
and
me.
And you're not even on the beach. Like, those amusement parks on the East Coast, if you're in Jersey or New York, at least you got the beach. Like, do a couple rides and get off if you're into it. I don't know. It's not the place
I can't
go.
I can't imagine waking up one day in Orlando or Anaheim or anywhere else that has an amusement park
right.
and saying, all right, Kel, wake up and let me know when you're ready because we're going to go to the amusement park today and ride right. rides all day together.
Right. No, well, and to your point, there are also cheaper places than Disney for non-children places. Like, it's not because you're going there because it's cheap, because it's really not, even without
I don't even care about the money. Like, if you told me, hey, here's 2 passes, everything you need, mm-hmm. everything's paid for. Do you want to go just you and Kelly?
Right.
I'd say, no, that sounds miserable.
No.
Like, I mean...
I'm with you on this. You don't have to convince me.
I'd like to go somewhere.
Right.
But it ain't there.
No.
We will take our kids to Disney World. But if we're going to do an adult vacation, we're going to do adult things. We're not going to ride roller coasters all day long.
Stacey and I have always classified those as work trips. I being honest with you. They just are. I mean, it's like you say, there's good moments. You got your kids being happy and stuff. But in a lot of ways, it is a work trip.
Yeah. Those, like, taking kids to Disney World is, it's... As I say about a lot of things, it's incredible experiences constantly interrupted by just chaos, by just meltdowns, by just problems. You know, especially when you have kids who are different ages, like we do.
Yeah,
we have
that's
a teenager,
true.
And then we have young children. And I don't know how much you know about teenagers or young children, but they don't like the same things.
No.
They don't like to eat at the same places. They don't like to do the same things. They don't like to watch the same movies. And so when you have children who are drastically different in age range,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing something as a family,
yeah.
one of them is always going to be disappointed or frustrated or angry because there's no way that the 16-year-old doesn't want to do what the 5-year-old wants to do, and the 5-year-old does not want to do what the 16-year-old wants to do. So somebody's always upset.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Ugh.
Every vacation, almost every minute, either Oliver's mad or Aiden's mad. Lou's happy. Lou's super cool. But if you try to make Oliver happy...
Yeah.
Aiden gets frustrated because you're catering it to a 5-year-old.
Right.
And a teenager has no interest in what a 5-year-old has interest in. And if you cater it toward Aiden, Oliver's constantly frustrated because he don't want to do what a teenager wants to do. He wants to do what a 5-year-old wants to do. That's every vacation. I don't even know why you take them sometimes. Have you ever been on vacation? Have you ever been on vacation and reached the point where you go,
what do we do this
for? I have no idea why I paid several thousand dollars to create this.
Yeah.
I am so stressed out right now that why would anybody, they should have to pay me to do this. Why would anybody voluntarily pay several thousand dollars to create this experience?
It's crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah.
There has never been a vacation I've been on where at least at some point I didn't wonder, perhaps quietly, mm-hmm. but still, at some point you don't go, I have no idea why we did this. why did we do this? What are we doing? Except for the vacations Kelly and I do by ourselves. Those are great.
Oh, those are delightful.
But any vacation with children, and I don't think this is unique to me.
I am with you on this.
At some point, it doesn't mean you're not glad you did it. It doesn't mean you won't do it again. But at some point, you go, I can't believe I paid to do this. I cannot believe I spent several thousand dollars to create this experience we're having right now because nobody's happy. Nobody's having a good time. Every vacation, you reach that point at some point.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll do more vacations this summer.
It's nice.
Never learning lessons.
Guests appear.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The hood got heavy metal like Slipknot.
Memphis obviously is known for its barbecue, but there is only one Memphis area restaurant that actually serves world championship barbecue, and it's Memphis Barbecue Company down in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston is the owner. She's won 8 world championships. That's how you know they got world championship barbecue. She is the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame, and she's the reason USA Today said a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company is, quote, worth a pilgrimage. If you've been there before, you know it's legit. If you haven't been there before, take my advice. Go check it out. I've been going there for years, and the reason is, yeah, it's on my way home, but B, it's awesome. And I know some people have a mental hurdle about crossing the state line, but it's just right across the state line, and it'll be worth the trip. You're going to get off of that Goodman Road exit. It's right off the interstate at 709 DeSoto Cove. That's 709 DeSoto Cove. The ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality. And when you order a pulled pork sandwich, that pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. So, if you're into barbecue and you haven't checked it out, go check it out. Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake, just off the interstate. Again, 709 DeSoto Cove, 709 DeSoto Cove. Go check that website. MemphisBBQCO.com, MemphisBBQCO.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused, I mean, I guess on adults who go to Disney World without kids. But before that, on the end of the Alliance of American Football, the Memphis Express are no more. The league has suspended football operations as of today, and the prevailing thought is that today will turn into forever. Couldn't even get to the end of the regular season. The league only lasts 8 weeks, and like I've said before, perhaps spring football leagues just aren't going to work no matter what, but to not even be able to get through a season, to plan that poorly and run this thing that poorly, huge black eye for Charlie Ebersaw, huge black eye for Tom Dundon. I don't know that you could have done a worse job doing what it is they set out to do.
What's the biggest game tonight?
I think it's Phillies at Nationals. First pitch is at 6:05 Central. It's Max Scherzer on the mound for Washington, so that's fun. But more than anything, it's Bryce Harper's return to Washington, D.C. as a member of the Philadelphia Phillies. He Instagrammed today thanking Nationals fans for all of those good years and also said he expects to hear some boos tonight. And I guess that's true, but he shouldn't. There's an incredible story in the Washington Post last night that detailed how contract negotiations went between Bryce Harper and the Nationals. He made it clear to them he wanted to return to Washington. They never put a contract on the table that made it sensible for him to do that. Big numbers, but lots of deferred money that made the value of the contract way less than what it appeared to be. Meantime, multiple other franchises, including Philadelphia, were putting real lucrative contracts. He would have been taking way less money to go back to Washington, and they never made an effort to keep him. Not a real one. And that means that he had no choice but to leave Washington, and if Nationals fans can't understand that, I can't understand them.
What should I watch on TV?
Ellen's Game of Games, Brad Carson's favorite show, is on NBC tonight. That'll be followed by a brand new episode of This Is Us. I know it's not getting as much attention as Game of Thrones returning, but Veep, the first episode of the final season, is streaming on HBO Go. I watched it last night. It is one of, if not the funniest shows on television. So if you're into that, then go watch it.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Mark Giannotto at the Commercial Appeal wrote a column about the Alliance of American Football and took aim at Tom Dundon and at Charlie Ebersaw and at the people who ran this league because they really did an incredibly poor job And there are real people with real lives who have been impacted by this. If you haven't checked that out yet, commercialappeal.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Wednesday. That means Joe Mullinex in the first hour from grizzlybearblues.com. Jeff Calkins will join me in the second. Should be fun. I'll be hosting Jim Rome Show again tomorrow from 11 Central to 2 Central if you want to watch that on CBS Sports Network. If not, all good. I'll be back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind, be good, rep your hood.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. A radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, business owners. It's switch and save days at Comcast Business. Right now, when you switch to the nation's largest gig speed network, you save on fast, reliable internet. Get started with 25 megabit internet and voice for $59.90 per month for a two-year agreement when you sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. That's $650 off our regular yearly price. Just one more way we take your business beyond. There's never been a better time to switch to Comcast Business. But hurry, switch and save days ends April 5th. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 4/5/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. Two-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change.
You and me, we take care of our cars. But do you follow Fram's rule of threes? Three filters to do the job right. Oil and air filters for improved engine performance. Cabin air filter for the air inside your car. Some rules are made to be broken, but this one is golden. So if you don't see Fram, don't expect to get the job done right. One easy rule, three great filters. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
It all starts with just one thing. Every April, we celebrate Earth Day, but celebrate Earth Day every day by switching to eco-friendly cleaning products, walking or biking to work, and spending more time outside. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Are you looking for a high-quality, family-oriented country club experience? Then look no further than Wendyke Country Club. As a member, you have access to the men's and ladies and junior golf programs, the best par three in the Southeast, and two 18-hole golf courses that you're going to absolutely love. Wendyke is also a great place for weddings and wedding receptions. Keep it in mind. For more details on how to become a member, call them today at 754-1888 or email membership at wendyke.com.
It's all about fun, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely.
Down home, nobody leaves the table hungry. Put food on your table tonight with Church's Real Big Family Deal. 12 pieces of chicken, legs, and thighs in original or spicy, and two large sides for just $15. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Guys, it's time for some straight talk on erectile dysfunction. Don't trust those online pills and gimmicks. Half of men over 40 suffer from ED. Don't wait. Call Men's Health Plus now, 901-457-5655. We offer multiple solutions to treat mild symptoms to full
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.